This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Kathy at Escrow. We're supposed to close this week, but the buyers didn't arrive to sign loan documents. When I called their cell phone, it was answered by an agent from the FBI. Please call ASAP.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. That was Kathy Wade. Do you remember Kathy Wade? She was in town a long time, assistant, worked in my office. And that was a great bit, Kathy. Thanks for doing that. I'll have to send it to her. She's up somewhere out of state. So welcome to the first program of 2026. Today's guest, Mayor Randy Rouse. He's going to talk to us about State Street, Paseo Nuevo, housing, and rent control. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. First week of the year, a short one. And year to date, well, we can't really do year to date since the my MLS fiscal week ends on what day? The day is January 2nd, so the first week of the year overlaps a little bit of 2026. So we'll take a look at 2025 overall, although I can't put it in ink yet because somebody will put in some sales in the next couple of weeks. So I don't put it in ink until we get into January, but that could still change. Last year, someone put something in February. But we do want to take a look at the pendings first. For the prior 88 weeks, I've always given you pendings. How many listings are in escrow at the end of a fiscal week? It changes every hour, but it gives us a sense. And 88 weeks ago, I started looking at the median price of said pendings. Now, the last 3 weeks of 2025, the pending median price was $2.5 million. And this week, the same. And or the last week, and 58 listings pending, 59 pending. So that it's been around in the 50s. So the last 3 weeks, 2.5 million. Now, the prior 10 weeks, the median price at the end of every week of the what was pending was more like 2.2 million range. 2 weeks were below 2 million, like 1.8 million something. So that's why, towards the end of the year, the median sales price went down. And I'll tell you an interesting story. Aren't you interested? Well, let's take a look first. Well, this will explain. We have the first and second 6 months of 2025. And the last day of the year moved the needle, okay? Because of five sales. Through December 30th, 2025, we had 911 sales and the median price, 2.4 million. It had stuck on 2.4 million for a very long time. On December 31st, five sales dropped it, year-to-date sales, to 2,393,750. So it came down $6,250. But when I do my weekly sales, I always take out the leased land because it's very simple. You can pull them out. But when you're looking at the second 6 months of the year or the year-to-date sale when you have, you know, over 900 sales, you can only select 200 sales at the time. Anyway, there's a way where you can jump to the middle, and which is the median price, and I can see what sold in the middle. And if you take out the three leased lands, guess what? It pops up to 3.4 million. So we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. So we can say 2025, 3.4 million. 17.61 sales per week. That actually included the three leased lands. I didn't take that out yet. But that's a good jump from last year's, from 2024's 15.36 sales per week, and the year before 13.23 sales per week. So each year, from 2023, we went up about two sales per week. 2022 was 17.35 sales per week, lower than 2025's 17.61 sales per week. Isn't this interesting? I find it fascinating. Now, what happened on December 31st. We had two new listings, and both closed as statistical purposes only. One had been on the market and at a higher price. There was a third new listing that was on Hollister Ranch, 1/12 interest. So I pulled those out. Two price changes, last day of the year, both condos, one withdrawn. Five closed, plus one mobile home and the one on Hollister Ranch that closed. Three went into escrow on December 31st. 47 expired. Now, that included a lot of commercial leases and condos. I remember Keith Berry telling me he liked to have December 31st as his expiration date, whether he listed it June 1st, so he had a six-month listing, or September 1st, he had a three-month listing. That's what he liked to do. I never asked him why, but maybe apparently a lot of other people do. Maybe I can ask Becky Baker, his longtime assistant for the last, 10 years of his career and his life. Maybe she knows. So that's 2025. That's obviously no year to date because we're just looking at the first week of the year, ending January 2nd. And we'll again, I don't want to do it all in ink because it'll change. The last 6 months of the year change as someone will put in a sale. I welcome you all to the first program of 2026. And last week I interviewed Gary Fuller, Acme Detection. I met him 6 months ago. He came to my house. He found a leak. I called three companies. I picked him. I suggested an interview back then. No strings attached. You don't need to sponsor. But of course, a salesman is always selling. So I asked, would you like to sponsor the program? Well, I just kind of forgot about him. I get busy. I didn't bug him. And 6 months later, I called him. We did the interview last week. And now he's a sponsor. So without my three sponsors, you wouldn't be listening to my voice right now. Maybe you'd be happy. So Tubular George, Action Roofing and Solar, Action Roofing and Solar, and now Acme Detection. If you need assistance with something, you need your chimney cleaned, you need solar tubes, you need whole house fans, electric fireplace, gas inserts, you have roof issues, you want a solar on your roof, or you have a leak, or you want something detected, and you have water intrusion, or you have cable electrical issues. Those are my three sponsors. They're paying for the program. I thank you very much. I hope 2026 is going to be a great year for everybody. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned for my interview with Mayor Randy Rouse. We'll talk about State Street and Paseo Nuevo. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.